Let the attack begin.
Rhyme.
Enter even.
The body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that has him a check, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting. Right. And then I see the disinfectant that knocks it out in a minute. 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of lungs. So it'd be interesting to check it. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me.
Still
episode 203 coming at ya. Shelter in place.
Live on Skype, motherfuckers.
DJ Gower, we're doing it through Skype due to sheltering in place.
That's right. We don't have to travel like 200 miles to see each other to do this in person, man. We can actually like just have a beer and record a show. Like, a lot's changed in the 10 years since we've first started this podcast.
Yeah, I'll say this, though. It's a quarter as good as hanging out.
Oh, yeah, no. It's nowhere near the same, absolutely. Like, we don't have a tri-tip on the barbecue, and a cooler full of beer, and all the things that make Rhyme and Treason so great.
Went to the old S&S Produce today, bought a tri-tip, definitely wore a face shield and gloves.
Attaboy.
Fuck. Everyone in there has a face shield and gloves. The Rona's taking over.
Well, I mean, DJ Matador, you're an essential worker, man. You're out there. You're up in the mix every day.
Can't
like, what's it like out there in the world, bro?
Fucking sucks.
What's it like?
Sucks. Every time we get more than 6 feet together, we have to wear a face thing, like, in the plant, in the control room. We taped off the control room 6 feet apart. Stay in your box, etc., etc. And yeah, I got 9 days coming up. I took some vacation. I'm super pumped. Nine days off.
Smart play. Your employer appreciates that. You know, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, so for you, you're probably not experiencing this like I am, right? So for you, you're an essential worker. You're still going to your job site or work every day. I'm lucky enough that I still have a job, unlike millions of Americans right now. Every single week, we're seeing the job numbers in the millions. That shit is scary, bro. And, you know, honestly, my job ain't the shit, but I'm... Right now, I feel goddamn lucky that I still have one.
Me too, and, absolutely. Fuck yeah.
You know, but what's different for me, man, is that I'm at home all day, right? So I got to get up in the morning, like I'm going to work. I make my coffee. I fire up my computer. I get maybe an hour before the family gets up, you know? And then the rest of the day is spent me trying to balance between... You know, making lunch for the kid, doing math homework, doing my actual job, all this shit. And at the end of the day, where am I going? 10 feet down the hall to the couch? Like,
yeah.
You get to a point where you're like, bro, I'm stressed the fuck out because I can't go anywhere. You know, you go for a walk or whatever, but it's, you know, even as someone that generally is a homebody, you know, I don't go out all the time or anything. I'm fucking old now. Like, but the fact that I know that I could go down to my local brewery and hang out on a beautiful Friday afternoon and have a beer and sit in their patio and play some fucking cornhole or whatever and chill out. Like, yeah, dude, that's the life. And, you know, right now we're not getting to live it, but honestly, I'm happy to be alive. Fuck everything else.
That's true. One thing I will say is Butte County, only 16 cases total. And in the last 2.5 weeks, not a single case since then. So it's kind of like you're destroying people's jobs. You're fucking isolating. For what? How many does Sacramento have?
I mean, this is the way I would put it, is that we'll never know if we overreacted. But we would have known far too quickly had we not reacted.
Yeah,
or not.
It's like, I get that. Maybe it's worth it to err on the side of caution, but goddamn, dude.
For sure. You know, and everybody's taking a hit on this. Like, I mean,
high school graduates. No, sir.
Yeah, man.
They can't graduate, man. Schools are shut down.
DJ Mrs. Gower teaches high school seniors, you know? And she's got to talk them through not being able to go to senior prom or go to home or whatever, you know, graduation, all that kind of stuff. Like, all these milestones in life are just, you know. But you know what? Life goes on, man. You know, there's a lot of positives that have happened here, too. Like, look at the fucking air quality, man. People are like, oh, it'll take a century to get back there. fuck that, dude. It took like 7 days. Nature was like, yeah, oh my God, I can breathe. Holy shit.
Yeah, one thing I will say, though, is, hey, we got to eat. We got to survive. So, got to get back to work. And you got to eject some goddamn disinfectant right now. In your leg, in your veins. Get that disinfectant in you to cure this shit.
Right. Well, while I don't,
I've been listening to Trump every day, so I know what to do.
No, yeah.
We got to inject some Clorox, man.
Sure. We need to get back to work. Right?
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. Listen, you know, I'm not even going to pay that any mind because it's so fucking stupid.
Dude, that he actually said that yesterday, if you didn't know that. Trump said that. We're so screwed, man.
Jesus Christ. What an embarrassment.
No, I hear what you're saying, but at some point you got to get back on and then, you know, get it back to normal.
Right, but where I was going...
go with the social distancing. Like, maybe if I have to shop like that.
No, bro, time out, man. So what the fuck is normal, bro? Because as someone who is punk, right, you should appreciate the fact that right now we're blessed with an opportunity to change fucking normal. Normal doesn't have to be what it's been. This goddamn endless rat race of racing to work and racing to meetings and racing to this and that event and blah, 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 and packed schedules and everything's on your iCalendar and blah, 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 getting constant fucking reminders of what to do next. And right now, you don't have any of that shit. You have fucking complete anarchy right now. You have more freedom than you've ever had in your entire life, and you call yourself, like, as if you're being fucking, like, held
hostage. Dude, you just said you couldn't go to a restaurant or a brewery, and come on, man.
That's a luxury. That,
and even going to work, I'd say I'd rather go to work than be in your situation. You know honestly, what I mean? That. Like, at least it gives you some purpose and existence. I don't know, man. Like, you're working from home. Or, like, just to get out of the house, you know?
Shit. Here's an opportunity to change that, right? Like, so many people just have to get up and drone on and be that corporate slave or be that fucking waiter or whatever that is so... Not to say that it's a bad thing, but it's beneath most of the people that do that. They're smart people. They're very... good people that are awesome at what they do, right? I mean, I've been a server before. That shit ain't easy, right? And the point of all this is that right now, everyone has this unique opportunity to look inside themselves and say, what the fuck is important to me? What do I want to be? What do I want to represent myself in this world as, right? I have a chance to reset, right? When in life do you get to hit the fucking... control alt delete on life, wipe that shit clean and say, you know, I have over a month, if you will, to be isolated and to control my own destiny moving forward, to say, I'm going to be this now. I'm going to now be a music producer, and you spend every waking moment of your life learning music production. Because what the fuck else are you doing? You're sitting at home. You're fucking locked down, right? So it is what you make of it, too.
Excellent point. DJ Gower, continuing on the positivity edition. No one listened to that shit. Did it suck? Well, podcast is over, DJ Gower is going to give me a text and a text and a million texts of songs to put on this shit from now on, for the love of God. Right. It's so funny how I was I got caught up in the shit, man. I was so paranoid at some point. My wife's coworker was on a ventilator, breathing machine, you know? And then...
Oh, wow.
They thought it might be corona, but it was an asthma attack. And I was like, it's corona. Laren's been exposed. I've been exposed. Oh, my God. Just freaking the fuck out, man. And then, it was nothing.
I mean,
it's just the hysteria of all of it. It's on your smartphone. Well, it's on your internet web browser. It's on your TV. It's everywhere, dude. Radio.
Exactly. I mean, like, my example would be, I think it was my first or second day of working from home. And I put on like news. It was like world news, you know, BBC or something like that. And it fucking shows Spain and the horrific tragedy that was occurring in Spain in the beginning of this disaster, where they're literally like having to choose, like, well, listen, at best, you would only have like 5 or 10 years of life left. This person could have 15. So you're going to die and they're going to live.
Holy bejesus, man. Brutal.
Yeah. Fucking insane. So here's the thing, is that the fact that our healthcare system, which is wildly unprepared for something like this, was given an opportunity, even if it's just been a month and a half or whatever it's been, to kind of, you know, like a good army, kind of fucking arm the troops and get ammunitions ready and build your fortifications and be ready for the fucking battle that's about to happen, because we still don't have a fucking cure. So no matter what you think or how you feel personally, oh, I feel great, good for you. You're probably asymptomatic, like fucking Typhoid Mary, and you're going around spreading that shit all over the place, and people that do have it are catching it because of your laziness.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And it's also funny, like, so I shop at the Raley's and the Save Mart. They're across the street from each other. Basically, Raley's is like the upper class place. Save Mart is the lower class place. Way cheaper. What's that?
The Rhyme and Treason Radio, now sponsored by Raley's, Save Mart.
No, I know. Market. No, I'm shitting on Save Mart, I guess. So I go in there. I went to S&S prior. Everyone in the place had gloves and a mask. Then I came back and I had gloves and a mask on and I was looked at like a freak. It was fucking sucked. All right, here we go. We're going to play some music finally, but we're going to talk a lot more because we don't get to hang out, which fucking blows, man, because all this bullshit.
Yeah, man, but I think this is a win for the listeners. I know a lot of our listeners had asked us time and time again, you guys put on a great show, but
we don't talk. Yeah, I know, but like, yeah. I'm in the mood to talk now more than ever because of the current state of society. Anyway, here it comes.
Yeah,
fucking badass.
All that
music.
Social anxiety about like not being around people and wanting to just get off the mic and get back to the music melts away when you're like, I'm not around people. I need to talk.
Yeah, that's true. I'd rather hang out and party, like have fun. And,
fuck yeah,
and have fun, you know. Fun. Than like, but now that's all we have is talking. So,
and that right there, folks, why this is going to be one of my favorite episodes of all time.
From now on, until we actually hang out, then we'll go back to a shitty like, blah 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 blah, blah, blah and treason. That was our talking segments, like in the last episode. We talked for 22 seconds, and then 12, yeah. And then like 15. So stupid.
He's like, welcome back. And then like that.
Fuck.
Fucking done, bro.
All right, here we go. Shelter in Place, the episode, Rhyme and Treason Radio. Rhyme.
And lockdown of treason.
Well, every U.S. state is now reporting at least one COVID-19 case. California has announced sweeping new measures to slow the spread of COVID-19. Six counties in the San Francisco Bay Area will be placed under a shelter-in-place directive. Mark New joins us live from San Francisco for more. Mark.
That's right, Rochelle. I'm here in San Francisco, and the shelter-in-place order takes place from March 17th to April 17th. To April 7th, 3 weeks, or until it's extended. I'm here at the Embarcadero, which is a normally bumper-to-bumper traffic at this time in San Francisco. You can see it's cleared out quite a bit, not much going on. There are still some people milling about. Under the order, all residents must remain at the place of residence except to conduct essential activities.
This is one of San Francisco's busiest places, Market Street. Today, eerily quiet.
It's a dystopian novel. We are all characters in it, including yourself, and we have no idea what the ending is.
What we are asking for everyone to do is to remain at home for all but the most essential outings for your safety and the safety of those around you.
Some residents still tried their luck at getting into non-essential businesses like gyms.
It's closed for the corona. And all the clubs, all the every location, it's closed, it's not open.
Essential businesses were still in operation, like delivery services, pharmacies, and banks. So was public transport, like buses and the BART subway system. The ridership was a fraction of what it used to be.
And if you're looking for somewhere to eat in San Francisco, that can be a challenge. I'm here at a restaurant row that is typically packed during lunchtime. As you can see, hardly anybody here. Also, all these restaurants are closed. Bars are closed, too. They're all considered non-essential businesses. The venues are also difficult to keep people 6 feet apart.
We usually have the rotisserie chicken cooked here every day, but we don't have, we just like losing a lot of business.
Restaurants can stay open to provide takeout and delivery, but it's still hard times for small establishments like the Oasis Grill, where it says in the past 2 weeks, business has already fallen by 80%.
Most of our customers, they working in the office. They have a lunch break. They come take the food. Sometimes they go hanging out right there. Some of them, they go back to the office. Very much, I don't have anybody sit over here.
A sous chef at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco says the hotel's restaurant has closed but was offering grab-and-go food.
It's killed business. I mean, I don't know the occupancy right now, but it's in the single digits, which doesn't support this hotel and its workers.
Do you think it was the right decision for the city to make?
Yes, I think so. We needed to do something everywhere. The whole world is doing it. We needed to do it, too.
Under the order, people are allowed to go on walks, get exercise, or take a pet outside, as long as 6 feet of social distancing is maintained.
And I do see people still running about, and it's questionable as they're really doing essential business. That brings up the question of enforcement. The police chief of San Francisco said that they were going to take a compassionate, common sense approach. It is a misdemeanor if you're really not doing essential business, but of course that is a last resort. Rochelle.
Certainly tough to enforce indeed. Thank you so much. Mark New there for us in San Francisco.
We'll be right back. afraid. And I do understand your life is not a game. It's more than a lesson they can learn from a problem. Even with that wisdom in your mind, there's still that poison in your blood. You wouldn't touch the breakfast that I made for you. How could you lie? Weight, you start to shake, you're scaring me, I wonder why. Victim of environment, I cannot stand aside in what you thought. Every day you went to school, trying to maintain your cool, with people sitting far away from you.
We'll be right back. світ. Е, паламанде, фатло, бали.
Smitty. Smitty, what up?
Smitty, what up?
Smitty, what up?
It's gone down.
From the streets, I grew up here.
Yes.
The sewer here, my souvenir.
Right.
Y'all putting up fake fronts, right. Souvenirs. So much water in the room, I wear scuba gear. What, Pooba here? Y'all acting brand Nubian. Like y'all know the Groovian. Restaurant Peruvian.
Right.
Diabetic and I'm still in them sweets. She know the room, yeah.
Come on.
The cane came the canes, then came the rings, then the chain it blings, then the ranger swings around the strip to let the chamber sing. Before Netflix, I see Stranger Things. From the Bronx, the Jews come with hatred. And the word opportunist is an understatement. Cut the brick, we gon' do it, let the cane flip. No matter the weather, it's snow that the arraignment. Get it? If you need blow, I'll make arrangements. Just need to know just how much dough you came with. And what the cost of the base is. Then poof, we off to the races. When the street lights come on, that's when my mic come on. You listen to the radio hoping I might come on. Alright, come on. They want that God level. I know they want that God level. They wanna see that God. Y'all can't level. Break me. I drop knowledge that I write. How y'all hate on my jewels. And frankly, I never cared what they rank me. Birthday verses, never cared if they thank me. I did it for the culture. Wishing one day I could spit it in the copa. Side bitch on the sofa, we arrived in a Rover. If you know me, do you know I don't drive? That's not my chauffeur, that's my family. They'll also put that infrared ray on your brother, turn you to Brandy, TBM to Brandy. I ain't light with the pen, they had me fighting with Ken. I'm Zangief. It's all love at the end of the day. That was your wife, believe whatever she say. Just keep ignoring the fact. But one day she'll get caught in the act. Back to me, I'm just recording these raps. Author of the hood, just reporting the facts. My lines light like a candle, then I drip it on wax. Somebody tell a hood that I'm back. God, when the street lights come on, that's when my mic come on. You listen to the radio hoping I might come on. Alright, come on. They want that God level. I know they want that God level. They wanna see that God level.
In another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel out death and men who are fighting to be warm.
Episode 203, coming at ya, Rhyme and Treason Radio, Shelter in Place. Me and DJ Gower, we are hundreds of miles apart on a computer. And anyway, everything's locked down due to the Rona. The fucking Rona.
You got that Rona, man? I got that Rona, bro. Oh.
Fight the Rona. That's what I gotta say. Anyway, another thing I'll say is holy
I got the
shit.
Stony 19 from the dispensary the other day. It's called Stony 19.
Alright. DJ Gower, Stony 19, trying to get sponsored.
Yeah, I would love to be sponsored by a fucking cannabis. That would be great. Cannabis brands that want to sponsor Rhyme and Treason Radio, go send us an email. Rhyme and Treason Radio at gmail.com.
Gower is all about it.
I can tell you right now, there is a CBD company there in good old beautiful Chico, California.
Not anymore.
No, I'm still there.
Too soon.
Serenity.
Too soon.
Serenity. Yeah, no, they're amazing. They're still helping out in the cause.
Are they essential, though?
Essential oil?
No, essential workers. Are they going out of business due to Corona? That's the question.
Do you think that every hippie applied? They're like, yeah, man, essential oils.
Yeah. Fucking hippies. And I will say this. Scars.
I sleep with a crystal under my pillow in order to prevent COVID-19. Yeah.
I got to get my gazing stones, you know. I'm a gazer. I love gazing.
You are kind of gaze.
Anyway, we're not hanging out, but we're still getting drunk. You're going to have to pause to let me get like way more beers in here. I'm drinking them at an exponential rate, just like the podcast.
So, you know, in true Rhyme and Trees and form, what are you drinking, Matador?
Some Laponic Distortion. Pretty good.
It's a Firestone Walker, yeah?
That's right. I'm also kind of sad. I read this article the other day. The breweries are struggling. No restaurants are open. They can't sell kegs to the restaurants. And yeah, fucking Deschutes is on the verge, man. They're going to declare bankruptcy within like a month if they don't change. They laid off like 600 workers.
Speaking of my
Deschutes, man, it's gone. It's coming.
It won't be gone, bro. It won't be gone. Oh. My buddy's a sales rep for him down in San Diego. They ain't going nowhere, man.
I hope so, dude. Never trust a sales rep.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. Support your local brewery. I got a brewery right around the corner from my house. Some of you may be familiar with it. It was ranked the fourth best brewery in the world 2 years ago.
Fieldwork?
New Glory.
Oh, New Glory.
New Glory. Yeah. Fortunately, I'm able to place an online order, which I did just before this Skype call. And as soon as we're done here, I'm going to head down the corner and go pick up my case of beer from my local brewery directly. It's already been paid for, so we'll go pick that up, pick up some Thai food, drink some beer, and fucking hang out, Rhyme and Treason style.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, make the most of it, right? But it's just funny, like, the world fucking changed so fast. Wow. It's kind of insane. Yeah.
Like, all right, so you bring up a good point. Like, listeners, like, feel free to reach out to us on Twitter at Rhyme and Treason or, what are the other things that the kids use? Instagram? Yeah, at Rhyme and Treason on Instagram as well. Hit us up, at mention us. Tell us what your most interesting or fun or creative kind of quarantine or lockdown thing has been that you've done. What have you done that's been fun, creative, unique that only during this lockdown would you have had the opportunity or time to do? I know for me, I've had multiple things. Like one, I got to have a backyard camp out with my kid. We had a fire and slept in the backyard and slept under the stars and on like a Tuesday.
That's badass. Hell yeah.
And like we each made our own giant, like, beautiful piece of sidewalk chalk art. Like, my wife made like a mandala and my kid made a dinosaur and I made like a big crazy Easter bunny thing, like, for Easter. And you know, and then watching all the people that were going for walks, stopping and looking and taking pictures. Like, that was cool. Going for walks every day with the family, like riding bikes, right? My kid's been riding skateboard, getting better and better at skateboard every day. That's been really cool to see. Like, I mean, I'm telling you right now, man, there's been a lot of positives to take away from it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. One thing I want to do is encourage you, I'm going to turn the camera or the thing right now to show Gower my fucking prize gem. It's so sick. Look at it. Can you even see that? Arcade machine. Street Fighter 2. Get a Raspberry Pi. Get a Street Fighter. Modify it. Holy crap. What a
hell yeah.
Well, it's totally worth it.
Last time I was at your house, I don't know if you recall, but we took that son of a bitch apart and reworked.
No, I do remember that, but now it has like 20,000 games, every system. Like, it's done. It works nice. So good. It's so awesome.
Did you get a preloaded Raspberry Pi model? Or?
Well, yeah, the SD card. So it has like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a preloaded
90,000 games or some shit. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. Shelter in place. I can say this. I hate talk shows. Now. After they're at someone's house.
I mean, some of them
it's
are...
It's like, we could make Jimmy Kimmel right now. Like, you're better.
Right? I mean...
It's like the exact same thing we're doing right now. Fuck.
But, like, it really shows who's great at what they do and who needs more effort, right? Like, so when you look at guys like Trevor Noah from The Daily Show, that guy's fucking killing it right now.
Oh, yeah. He's great. A comedy master, man. Absolutely.
John Oliver.
Oh, yeah. That he's guy's fucking comedy master, too.
Dude. And he, I mean, that guy's on a whole nother level right now. So you can't even fuck with John Oliver.
Yeah, I love John Oliver. And all right, we're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. Here it comes. Shelter in place. Rhyme.
And John Oliver's treason.
Oh, yeah.
Think about harming me. Coppers corrupted. He's the wrong vibe though to fuck with. Labeled and known as a young Pac to the public and me. Human crack in the flesh. I'm the last of the best. One word to describe me? What? Spectacular. Yes. So stay calm, shorty. When you see that palm 40, I pop it slow. You'll rock and roll like Bon Jovi. So don't fool with the click. Don't fool with the dip. You will die, you will lie in a pool full of shit. When that gun with the clipping start dumping and ripping, at y'all head, y'all some dead, some of my bitches. You give a chick hard dick and bubble gum. I give a chick a hard brick and bubble gum. Like, here, take that, shake that, break that, in half, and please bring my cake back. You know what the movement's like, you know how we moving, right? More, cause we in the mood to fight. This is that get crunk move, bitch, get drunk, stupid. How like space, 4-5-4 race. You know what the movement's like, you know how we moving, right? More, cause we in the mood to fight. This is that get crunk move, bitch, get drunk, stupid. How like space, 4-5-4 race. This is that bang, bang, bang to my hula gang, gang. While you moving them things and your tools go bang. Cyrus. Call me Ricochet Rabbit, cause I click and spray Maddox in my nigga straight savage. Goonies, Penelope Pump, let off six whole rounds, throwing shell, hit the ground. In the hood is known as the capo, to the goons in the heights is all dato. Okay, I know me some vato, the life of moving on vato. Okay, muchacho, they told me that you got it paco. Or no one move or someone lose, you know we gon' pop you.
Hey, my son.
It's that 9-1-1 with a 9-LM. If it's crime, let's have fun.
Let's have fun, let's have fun.
It's that old Trizzy 1-000. Whoa, whoa, whoa. If you're scared, get your gun.
Get your gun.
It's that up top crump. When the truck stop, dump. This way the buck stop, chump.
You know what the movement's like. You know how we moving, right? More, cause we in the mood to fight.
This is that get crump move, bitch. Get drunk, stupid.
Kill her.
How like space, dip set.
Let's go.
Wait.
Yo, that Rudy Tooty Fruity Louie, what I usually
what's
do
this?
This, that jump, stomp, breathe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
cats in the truck. Pat, pat, casket the duck. I'm the man, it's only money. Tat, 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 what the fuck? Y'all reppin' that five still? I'm reppin' that five mil. Neverland, Thriller, Killer Cam, Jackson 5 Bill. So what? Let's dial a bit. Italian and foul fit. Show you how to get that powder shit. Foul to flip it out of it. I'm out of it, it's your turn. Gem so burn. Live bitch, why kiss on my wrist? A glow worm. 50,000 and I keep eat. Cause in these streets, what you just hear? Whoop, whoop, whank, whank, beep, beep. And you rumble never. Me, hit a humble diva. A few of them. And I stay with the white. I got jungle fever. So tell Lucy, what? That the boobies, loco, kookie, monster, who me? I'm the one that represent left to left, death to death. You get yellow tape, outline, etch a sketch.
You know what the movements are like, you know how we moving, right? More, cause we in the mood to fight. This is that get crump move, bitch. Get drunk, stupid. How like space, 4-5-4-6. You know what the movement's like, you know how we moving, right? Move, cause we in the mood to fight. This is that get crump move, bitch. Get drunk, stupid. How like space, 4-5-4-6.
Devin, this was supposed to go from noon until 2 p.m. Take a look behind me here. They are still lining the streets. They are still blaring the horns, many with signs saying that essentially Liberty and the governor's executive order have little to do with each other. Horns blared as many draped themselves in the flag.
Others waved flags from the roofs of their vehicles. There were boat trailers and business vehicles. The drone video from the Conservative Coalition, which organized this rally, shows a traffic jam like few here have seen at the Capitol. Organizer Matt Seeley wanted the governor to know,
this is government overreach on steroids, and we've got to get back to just following the Bill of Rights.
Episode 203, coming at you, Rhyme and Reason Radio, Shelter in Place.
Shut the doors, lock the windows, stay in your fucking house, people. What the fuck are you doing, man?
We're not trying not to catch the Rona, we're sheltered in place in California. Due to Gavin Newsom's law of making abilities, and we're trying
not to spread the Rona, really.
Yeah, well, I don't want to catch it, man. There's no way.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty fucked up.
I mean, I'd like for us to possibly, if we can, curate a list of artists on this episode that have passed away due to the COVID and get them on this show. I think that would be...
That's a cool tribute. One thing I will say is...
Fucking John Prine, man.
That was shitty. And also, like to give a shout out. This is random, but I've been watching an all time, and now I fixed the mic in the last talking segment. It was not connected fully to the mic. The mic cord. It's like. Yeah, shelter in place. Anything, I will say this. Like to give a shout out. I've been watching an all-time high of TV due to the shelter in place, which sucks. I'm really burned out. But Cinemax Warriors must-see TV. You've never heard of that, have you, Gower? Cinemax Warriors.
The Warriors, like the 1980s.
Some series from last year called Cinemax Warriors. It was based on a script that Bruce Lee wrote.
Okay.
Gotta watch it. Do it. It's fucking awesome. Did you like Peaky Blinders?
Fucking Peaky Blinders is the shit, bro.
Yeah. It's like almost the identical, but with Kung Fu and the Western. It's fucking awesome, dude.
Like, Like, if you want to watch a show that generally has no point except for to show you the most graphic, brutal shit you're going to see on television, Peaky Blinders is your show.
What? There's hell. That was an actual gang, man. Back in the day.
No, I know. But, I mean, but, like, the storyline, for the most part, is fairly weak.
What? Just, Peaky Blinders. Come on.
It's brutal. It's fucking, it's a great show. Don't get me wrong. As a, you know, good Irishman, yes. Fucking appreciate it.
Wow. But. Anyway, here we go. Coming up, more music.
So,
we're closing out the
show.
So
Miller's Crossing, okay?
Miller's Crossing?
Yeah, if you don't know Miller's Crossing, go check that shit out. That's a early 90s fucking Irish gangster movie that will fuck your brain up.
Nice. To the Irish.
What about the, what about the fucking Tiger King, bro? You watch that shit?
Oh, yeah.
That fucking train wreck of a show.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, that's pretty much like, if they made a documentary that was called, like, you know, like when you Google Florida Man headlines? Like, that's what that documentary was entirely just like. And then a documentary of just Florida Man headlines. Like, here's this fucking meth addict, homosexual, redneck, zookeeper that has multiple husbands, including like a former professional skateboarder who kills himself. Like, what the fuck, man? That was the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I'd like to recommend another show on becoming a god in Central Florida on Showtime.
Okay.
It's just Florida trashers, and they're like in a Ponzi's game, like in the 90s, like with all these self-help tapes. I don't know, dude. Becoming a god in Central Florida. Anyway, thanks for listening. Here it comes, more music. We're closing out the show. All right, here we go. DJ Gower on his phone, because I told him about that shit. Rhyme.
And let me out of my fucking house. This is treason.
And treason.
So bang, bang, they shoot you down. No one says a word as your body hits the ground. Pick her up and put her down. The crowd screams aloud. She's not breathing. And the only hand that reaches is the one alone. You've been cheating, my friend. Tell me whose heart is bleeding again. So once in a while, you'll be better listening to the fools for a change.
Just dress that way. Brown necktie and a matching vest, both his wingtip shoes. He built a closet on our back porch, put a penny in a burned out fuse. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on the level, he shaved even every door. Voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Well, he used to sing me Blood on the Saddle and rock me on his knee and let me listen to the radio before we got TV. Well, he'd drive to church on Sunday and he'd take me with him too. Stained glass in every window, hearing aids in every pew.
Grandpa was a carpenter, built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war. Now my grandma was a teacher, went to school in Bowling Green, traded in a milking cow for a Singer sewing machine. Well, she called her husband Mister, and she walked real tall and proud, and used to buy me comic books after Grandpa died. Grandpa was a carpenter, he built houses, stores, and banks. Chain smoked Camel cigarettes and hammered nails and planks. He was level on a level, shaved even every door, and voted for Eisenhower, cause Lincoln won the war.
I've never played this song before. Well, not for anybody. Spare my family who hear the puzzle pieces come together. I've never played it before. Don't know if I'll ever play it again. But it's quite sweet, I think. Go back to every day, will it be the same again? When you've been turned inside out and outside in, singing from the windows, shadow on the wall the way they dance, not much or nothing. Look at this fire burning bright. Look at how the children play. None of us know what's to come tomorrow, but I'm not going out today. So dance with me like the time we've got is borrowed. Sing it from the window. Sirens in the dark, where are you going? Pretend that it's nothing. But look at this fire burning wild. Well, this is how we keep holding on every day, all day long. But sometimes things just fall apart. No matter how you try, they won't stop. Singing from the window, something outside it I don't know. When the storm is over and picking up the pieces of every day, memories in picture frames, trying to put the inside out and the outside in. Singing from the window, walking down the hall, nowhere to go. Be glad to see you. Suppose when it's all said and done, this is how we keep holding on. All the days, all day long. But sometimes things just fall apart. No matter how we try, they can't stop. Singing from the windows, voices outside that no one knows. Singing from
and treason.